this girl just blew me and my boy's making out with her. Like, it's just not good. It's a bad night. I'm like, I feel bad for this kid. I should have never.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Bad dad.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Bad dad. Rated R.
I went to my house to smoke some pot, and then I saw these two girls going fucking down on each other's in my backseat as soon as I stopped the car. And I tap my buddy, I nudge him, I say, yo, dude, look in the back over there. Like, he's shaking, dude. He's trying to fucking wife one of these girls. I go, oh, you guys need some help back there? Or like, what's...
So, my boy!
I know what to say. I was like, what's the smoothest thing to say? You guys need some help back there? Strawberries and blueberries. There was an awkward, like, minute pause where, like, we didn't do anything. And I just looked at him and I go, well, I'm not gay. So I hopped in the back seat, right? The girl my buddy was trying to get with, right? I hopped in the back, dude. She immediately started sucking my dick, like, automatically. And then eventually, he moseys on back. Meanwhile, I took all my shit out of my car, threw it on my lawn, put my seats down. Everyone's in my house fucking whatever. I'm butt naked. If anyone pulled on my street when they did, they would have seen me butt naked,
asshole.
Like fucking throwing shit out of my car. I put the seats down and fucking, I'm just back there getting my dick sucked. Fucking, then he eventually comes back there and then I start hooking up with the fucking fat broad. Yeah, that happens. Then when he came back there, she started hooking up with him. We had condoms somewhere. I don't even know. So we're banging these girls in my car, all of us, all four of us, with the seats down, just going at it, right? In one car.
Off?
No.
Oh,
I did slap
for real.
While he was banging his chick, I slapped her in the ass, like really hard. And then no one came because they were like, we need to go home.
Nobody
came. And then one of the girls like, I'm gonna be a cop. If you ruin this for me, I swear to God, I go. She goes, I want to go home now, or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? We're all just fucking doing it, and all of a sudden you're a cop now. She goes, I want to go home. Get me home. So I go, okay. So I'm speeding down Brown Ave. I'm booking it. Dude, I'm booking it down Brown Ave, right? This girl goes, slow down. I go, but you just told me to, like, fucking book it. She goes, slow down. If I get pulled over and you ruin my chances of being a cop, I swear. I'm like, all right, bitch is crazy. Like, everything was gravy until this bitch was fucking crazy. So then I dropped him off and that was it. The end. In the Phantoms Podcast exclusive.
All platforms.
So, that was like 10 hours ago that we did that. More than that.
That was before breakfast.
Oh no, it was right after breakfast. Son of a bitch.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Serious?
I'm so drunk.
Oh, you're not.
No, I wasn't joking. It was literally about an Asian person, but I don't remember what I was talking
about. Was it at work? Was he smoking bogues? Because I'm going to smoke a bogue in my kitchen.
Hey guys, it's your friendly neighborhood podcast host, Tenny Milk. Wanted to give a quick update for the listeners that we do have. First of all, shout-outs for listening. Thanks for fucking sticking it out with us. New year, new updates. Wanted to give a heads up on the podcast. Stylistically, it changes. Like, it changes with the week. Kind of just, we work with what we got and what we can get, you know? Between the lockdowns and everything, and then losing hosts, adding hosts. I throw together what I think would be funny in that moment, and hopefully it's been working and you guys have been getting a kick out of it. So basically, I just wanted to say, I'm obviously full-time host still. I do what I do. Heretic, part-time host. He's on when he can. You know, he's got a life. He's got a family. I respect that. FaceTat's no longer a host. He just kind of went south on us. So that it is what it is. It's all love. You know, I'm not crying over spilt milk. Pun intended. So I just wanted to give an update and say, you know, we're still going to be having people on, interviewing, asking fucking stupid questions that no one really gives a shit about. You know, the real hard-hitting stuff. We're brewing beers, Internet Phantoms podcast, fucking lagers and IPAs, dude. Those are coming up. First batch actually just finished. Segments still might change and get weird and be different, but I hope you guys fuck with that as much as I do. Enjoy working on them. Because, you know, it's fun to flex the creative muscle sometimes. And that's about it. You know, there'll still be more skits, more stories, more segments, more guests. Maybe some new hosts. And, you know, it's just like life. We just gotta roll with the punches. And I think it's dope watching this evolve and transform. And I hope you guys enjoy it too. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Shout out Canada. Shout out India always. And, yeah, shout out everyone else who listens. Fucking thank you, guys.